Okay, let's begin our discussion of Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Gimel. As we continue here in Cheskas Abatim, it's all stories so far, almost all stories, the halachic stories that we have had that teach us all about the Cheskas Gimel Shanim and Migu and many other of the Shas concepts that come here in the third parak of Baba Basra. So we start off four lines from the bottom. Rava Bar Shirshom, according to our Girsa, that's his name. Rava Bar Shirshom Nafakal Akala to Ka'achil Ara Diyasmi. There was a call. There was a rumor, as we mentioned, kol is less than one aid, less than two aidim for sure. It's some type of kol, some type level of rumor. And there was a call that he was eating, he was using the land of the Yesomim. What does that mean, using the land of the Yesomim? So the Rashbam explains, as the Gemara will make clear, that he had lent money and he had taken the field as a mashkon from the father. And it seems like the years of the payment of the loan was up, and he still kept the field in his possession, and that was the call that was going out. Right. Rashbam on the second to last line. It was a call of Edus MS that he was using inappropriately the field of the Yesomim. The Rimigash points out here that it must be that he did not have the Cheskas Gimel Shanim already in the life of the father. If he had Cheskas Gimel Shanim in the life of the father, then there's nothing to talk about. He already established the Chazakah. Rabbi Bar Shirshom lo achla b'chai yavu di yasmi shnei Chazakah di lo achla b'chai yavu shnei Chazakah avi yachal l'mitam l'kuchi b'yadi. As we know, the Chazakah that is most discussed in this parak. El hayda achla shnei Chazakah la'achar demisavu onhu to achla. It was after, and therefore, once you have the call, then the Chazakah doesn't work. So again, Rabbi Bar Shirshom, there was a call that the field wasn't his, right? He was on it too long. Amalei Abaya, Emily Easy, Gufa Duv Dehechi Habe. Please tell me what exactly is the case. What happened? He calls Rabbi Bar Shirshom into his office. Let me know what's happening. Amarlay, I'll tell you. Ara bimashkonta havina kitna meavun diyasmi. I had a borrowed money from the father borrowed money from me. I took a mashkon and I'm holding it from the father of these yisomim. Bahavili zuzi achrini gabe. And I am owed other money from this father. He owes me other money. The achalta shnei mashkanta, and the years of the specific mashkon of loan for the mashkon are over. But I said to myself, look, I'm still owed other money. Amina imahadarna la ara liyasmi. If I give the land back to the Yisomim, the amina de isli zuzi achrini gabi davuchon, and I say, well, okay, now I need to try to collect the other loan. It's going to be more difficult for me if I try now to collect money. Rabbanan, as we know, the Mishnah says in Ksubis, I would have to take an oath in order to get the money, even with a shtar, right? That's the halacha. Because the Yisomim don't know about it, they don't know everything about their father's financial dealings, so therefore, what did I do? I thought it would be easier for me. I put that away so nobody really knows that the years of the mashkon are over. I'm just going to eat the amount of fruit that I'm still owed, and then I'll give back the land. I'm not a ganav. I'm gonna give it back exactly after I get what I'm owed. And after all, he continues. Rabbi Bar Shirshom continues. De migu de ibeina amina lokuche hibiyadi. By this time, I have chesed gemul shanim, don't I? So since I have a migu that I could say lokuche hibiyadi, because it's after 3 years, and I do not have to be mizdaher bishtari. I don't have to be careful. So mehemna, if I would have said that, I would be believed. So ki amina de isli zuzi gabaychu mehemnina. So now that I admit and say, really, it's over, but I'm still owed money from them, so I should be believed in this case as well. That was his taina to Abaya, and that's why he says, yeah, the call is right. But there's a lot of other details that you should know about. I could have said a migu, and it would be difficult for me with the shvua, so that is why this is what I'm doing. So let's just finish the conversation, and then we'll comment on each of the lines. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, so Abaya answers him, sorry, I don't think your migu is a migu. Lukuchi biyadi lamases amrit. I don't think you have a migu to say you bought it. Why? As the Rimigash just explained. Right? You didn't have the Chesed Gemel Shanim in the Rishus of the Father. It's only with a combination of the years of after the father died. And therefore, that's not strong enough to override the call that's against it. And therefore, Elazil, Ahadri, Nialayu, give it back to them. And when they get older, then you'll be able to do a din Torah with them and be able to get back the money that is owed to you. Good. Again, start off from the end. The Rashi just points out at the end, it's interesting, it doesn't sound like from the story that the Yisomim are bringing them to court. It sounds like there was just this rumor, and then Abaya heard about the rumor, and he called in Rabbi Bar Shershum to ask him. So he just wonders, you know, what does it mean that, oh, you'll take him to court. It says, Tamili, Tahamashma diyasmi lo nachti hashto ledina bahadi Rabbi Bar Shershu. El Abayu debay mine, emili gufu de uvda, mishim kawa, de imisa havil. So therefore, the kivusha kain, my kamali zil ahadra, give it back. They're not claiming it, right? Nishbaka denecho b'hadu neader alayu. He hears the story. So what should he say to him? But they're not claiming it. So we then go and give it back for them. If they, yeah, there is a concept of ta'aninan. If the Yisomim are in court and they have a claim that they don't know about, so we will be towing for them. But what if they're not even in court? Would we go so far and then say, oh, you know, it really belongs to them, and therefore we'll try to give it back to them? So that's already a step further. But says the Rashba, you have to say something like that, because here Abaya sounds like he's telling them, you need to give it back. And he says, it must be that Bezin would work that way, because if you don't say that you would give it back in that way, the Rashba's lashon is, Dilote mahaki lo shavakta chayel kol yoresh. Everybody's a yoresh, the neighbors will go and take the land, and Bezdin won't interfere. It must be that Bezdin interferes in this case. It must be, says the Rashba, that Bezdin not only is taninan if they're in court, but they would go beyond and deal with them as well. Okay, a couple of points on this story. First of all, there is a pshat of the story that the other Rishonim don't have, and that is of the Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid has a different shot in the footnotes of the Tosas Rid. He points out, Lomatsasi Chaver L'Rabbeinu B'Pirushet. Right? What is the simple interpretation of the Gemara? Let's say it for that way. He says, I don't want to take a Shvuah. I don't want to have to go with the Shvuah. Why not? What's wrong with taking a Shvuah? So the Ritva and other Rishonim say, or Tosas, even based on Tosas, people don't like taking oaths. Right? Even if it's true. Even if it's a shvuas emes, Tosfos says on top, afal pisha af b'shvua lo haya yachol lipar mehem ad sheyigdalu. Even if with the shvua, they would not be able to take from them until they get older. Ulechi gadli yishtoi dina badai lo avi makpid ala amtana ela ala shvua. His point wasn't the delaying, the waiting. He just didn't want to take an oath. And the language of the Ritva is, even though it was the truth, right, even taking a true oath, people don't want to. We should have that attitude of not wanting to take a true oath. That is the Ritva, and that is based on Tosfos. The Tosfos, we'll get back to that, as Hashem. But the Tosfos Rid has a different shot in the whole Gemara. It's not that he's saying, oh, I know I can get it back, but I just don't want to swear. No, a different shot. He doesn't have a shtar in this case. And if he doesn't have a shtar, then he's not going to be able to get it back at all. What do you mean? It's that. Why do we quote the Mishnah Ksuvis? Habali parli parla b'shvua. That's just a model that shows us that Bezdin always makes the claims that are best on behalf of the Yisomim. So just like even if there was a shtar, they would say, well, you can't get paid back with a shvua. So if it's a milva al pet, then you won't be able to get paid back at all. The Gemara is bringing that as a parallel, but not as meant to be used in this case. And that's why he's so nervous, which makes it clear. Like, he's not just, I don't want to take a shua. I'm not going to lose my money if I give back this land. Anirali, says the Tosas Rid. So it's always interesting to look in the Tosas Rid when we have a Tosas Rid on the Masechta, because we know he was in Italy. He was away from most of the other schools of thought of the Rishonim. So often he has unique pshatim in the text of the Gemara. So Anirali, says the Tosas Rid. He didn't have a shtar. He didn't like the Ritva's pshat and the Tosas pshat. If you take an oath in truth, so take an oath and get your money back. What's the difficulty? He wouldn't do this whole charade of keeping the money, keeping the land, if it was just to prevent a shvua. Ela milve al peh havi le alivayhu. He had a milve al peh de lo havi matzi lafuki minayu. because then he wouldn't be able to get money back. And as the Gemara says later on, Dilma Pare Avuhon. Maybe the father paid back already. V'kivan Tahave Avuhon Kayam. V'hadzan Pratich Havi Mehemin. And since if the father was alive and he would say, Pratich, I paid you back already, he would be believed because Amavas Chaver Be'edim ain't Sirk Lafaro Be'edim. So even though he died, Bezdin Tonim Babra Yisomim, Kol Masha Yachol Avion Ledon. Bezdin Tainis on behalf of the Yisomim. V'hai Demaisi Lo Yipara Ela B'Shavua. Aye, so why does the Gemara bring this Mishnah from Tsubis, that if you want to get paid back with the Shua, that's only by Milva Bishtar, not by Milva Alpeh. She Milva Bishtar, Mishum Demi No Yalfinon, to call Mai, Dahavi Matsi Avuhon, Lomitan, Ton and Bezdin, Babura Yisomim. It's a parallel, it's a model. It's not meant to be exactly the case right here. It means just like there, we would be torn to the Yisomim, make him take a Shua, for who had in the Milva Alpeh, Bezdin Ton and Baburam, Dilma Pare Avuhon, Upatrinan, Luhu, Lagamre. So that's the Tosas Rid Shat. But that is not what Rov Rishonim, how they understand the Gemara. Rov Rishonim is in the Gemara that even taking a Shvua B'Emes is something that he wanted to stay away from. And this idea is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Nun Vav. What's Kuf Nun Vav? So we know that the Shulchan Aruch is organized chronologically. So in Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Brura, Arachayim, he picks it up with the end of Davening, with Tachnun, with Kriyas HaTorah, and then Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, because once we're on the topic of Tefillah, Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, and then right after that, right in between Beis HaKnesses, and then what do? You eat, and Tefillah Sidayim, and benching, and Berachas Hamazon, and Brachas. So right before that, you go make a living. Seder Masu Matan. One simon in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kufnun Bav. So achar kach, after you daven, and after you give cover to the shul, and after you learn, right, Kufnun Hey, is you have to be kovei itim after davening. Achar shiasim beis haknesses, yedach la beis hamedrish, v'yikva eis lomod. Rav Tzorach she'oso eisi kavua shelo yavirenu afilu musavrish lavir charbe. Even if you have in mind to make a lot of money, right? Kvius, Kaveitin Latorah, the Shulchan Aruch says the Befer Sim in Kuf Nun Hey. And then he in Kuf Nun Vav, he says, okay, now that we daven, now that we learned, Achar Kach Yelach Pasakav. Now we have to go out and make a living. To call Torah She'enim Malacha Sofa Betelo Begoreres Avon. Right? If you have Torah, right, a separate topic about Torah and Derech Eretz and Parnasa, but it says the Shulchan Aruch, you have a chiyuv to make a living. Anybody who got married, it says in the Ksuba that the husband has to support the wife. Ki ha'oni ya'avirenu al das kono. It's also not a good idea if somebody has a choice not to be poor. Umi kalmako mo yasam alakto iker ela arai v'taraso keva v'zev v'zem iskan biyado. The Torah has to be keva. V'yisav itein be'emuna v'yizahir, and here's related to us. V'yizahir, what laws should the Shulchan Aruch say about business? There are many laws. They're all in Choshe Mishpat, many of them. But what is the only one, right here, after saying taraso keva malakticha arai, be careful not to say Shem Hashem for no reason. Levatala. Shebechal makom shaskaras Hashem mitsuya misa mitsuya. Rachmana l'slan. And then he adds, v'yizaher milishava afilu be'emes. Even oaths that are true. Shavuos emes. She'elef hayaros hayu liyanai hamelech v'kulam nechrevu b'shvil shayu nishpoim shavuos af al pi shayu mekaimim osam. Right, even though shavuos be'emes. Not a good idea to swear. The Zarer, and then he adds, which we've discussed in other contexts, to have shutfis with a guy, Shemiz Chayev Lo Shvua, over Misham Lo Yisham Al Picha. And then the Rama says, maybe it's okay if they believe in shutfis, they're not really, right. This is Rama based on a Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Is shutfis Avodah Zarah for a guy? Meaning if a guy believes in Hashem and something else, Chas V'Shalom, is that an Isser? It's an Isser for a Jew to believe in shutfis, the Trinity. But for a guy, is that Avodah Zarah? Right, that's the discussion of the Rama here, where he quotes a Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Ein Musharin Al Hashituf. But either way, the first part of that Shulchan Aruch is Shavuos Emes, one should even stay away from. Right, and that is all related to a mitzvah that the Rambam counts. Right, according to Rov Rishonim, right, this Rava Bar Shishim didn't even want to take a Shavua. The Rambam discusses that sometimes it's a mitzvah to take a Shavua. It's a very controversial Rambam. The Ramban, the Ravid, all argue on this Rambam. The Rambam in Mitzvah Zion is also important where the Rambam puts this. Very early, right? We don't exactly know the order of every mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvos, but we know the first, and there are clusters of mitzvos, of groupings throughout the Sefer, but the first ones we know are very important. So if you look in the first mitzvah, Saseh, the first is Anokhe Hashem Elokecha, the second is Yichud Hashem, the third is Avas Hashem, the fourth is Yiras Hashem, the fifth is Davening. Those are pretty big ones, right? The fifth one, davening, tefillah. The first one that you do something. The sixth one is dibuk im hachachamim ulehisyachedi mahim ulehasnibi yeshivasam. To be close to our rabbeim uvosidvak. Be close to him. How do you are close to Hashem? Can't get close to Hashem. He's an esh ochla. You're close with tamid hachachamim. That's a mitzvah zaseid araisa. To stay close to our rabbeim, right? Lehisyachedi mahim ulehasnibi yeshivasam ulehishtatefi mahim bechol ofan. Give them rides. Meofani achevra b'machal b'mishta b'esek. Right, learn from their words, learn from their actions, and learn from the Torah. And the very next mitzvah. Okay, those are like classic mitzvahs of davening and being dibuk katavich hachamim. And then the seventh mitzvah, right? Right before he gets into other mitzvahs, eight is Valach Tebedrachav. This is even before Valach Tebedrachav, being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Kiddush Hashem, and Kriyat Shema, and Talmud Torah, and Tefillin, and Tzitzis. What's number seven? Swearing in God's name. That's a separate mitzvah the Rambam counts, with all that background. Mitzvah Shviyas. She'tzivanu lihishava b'shmo yisaleh kishenitz tareich. When we need to verify something or contradict something, it is a mitzvah to swear in God's name. Is this only, the Achronim wonder about, is this only, let's say, in Beis Din? If Beis Din's mechayev, you take a shvuas mode to mixas. Is that where you're fulfilling the mitzvah saseh daraisa of swearing truthfully? Or not, or this is some a shvua. You're arguing with somebody. Not clear. Because right, in his name you shall swear. And the Rambam continues a comparison. Just like you're not allowed to take an unneeded shvua, and that is a lo saaseh, so too you need to take a needed shvua, and that is a mitzvah saaseh. You're not allowed to swear in the name of an angel or a star. Right, you're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that is why the Rambam says in Mitzvah Zayin, this is required. The Ramban, the Ravid argues. The Ravid says in Asagis on the Minyan Akatzar, Eidem in a Minyan, Shelo Ba Elah Hasir, Shelo Yishava Be Elah Cher. Right, Bulai Alze Amar the Lava Ba Mechlal Asay Asay. You want to say it's an Isra Asay, Lava Ba Mechlal Asay. Okay, I'll give you that at most, but for the Rambam, it seems like it's something positive. It's not just an Isser Aseh. The Ramban also, Vani Tama B'Divrei Harav, what's he talking about? He says, She'ein HaShvua B'Shmo Be'Eis HaTzorah Chova U'Mitzvah Aseh Avol Rishusi B'Yadeinu Im Tanaim Rabim V'Akasav Aseh Eino Mitzvah El Rishus Shalok HaDivrei Harav V'Anira Elaki HaKasav Aseh U'Bo Sidbag Mitzvah She'Nishma B'Shmo L'Kayei Mitzvos Av Yisbarach U'L'Hazim En Averos. Right, to be mizaris myself, to do a mitzvah, not to do an avera. You know, that is something that I can understand, says the Ramban. But a separate mitzvah and an avera, I don't think that is included. And all the achron, the kinasofrim here, the Megillas Esther, get into the action. Exactly what is the Rambam talking about? To swear, lishava bishon. Again, not only what he says, but where he says it is crucial.
When Rava says Hayal Kim, does that count?
Right, so I don't think that's a shvua when some of the Gemara Seho Elokim or some Rachmana, right, that's also the same kind of idea. I don't know if that would be swearing, that would be exclaiming, but not sure. Okay, but either way, I don't think that's a mitzvah to say daraisa to say her Elohim according to the Rambam. Okay, so this is all relating to the Tosfos and the Ritva and the story here of Abar Lefara Minachse Yisomim and the story that Rav Bar Shirshim did not want to take the oath. That's one topic. The other topic relating to the story, and again, in Baba Basra, there are few lines of Gemara, as we will see, starting now and keep going, and tomorrow, and the next couple of Dafim, but there's so much in the Rishonim that are discussed, and that's what we spend our time on, besides the Gemara. So there is another important question that the Rishonim, the Rashbam, and Tosfos here discuss, and that is, Tosfos, Migu. We'll start with that Tosfos. Miu Diboy Lakucha. What was Rav Bar Shirshim's claim? Look, I'm keeping the land because, you know, they owe me money anyway. I could have said it was bought because now I have Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So I'm doing them a favor. I'm being truthful. Okay, but I have a Migu. Ask Tosfos, why is there a Migu here? He'd anyway have to take a Shvua even in this case. What? V'teima, my daiti de Rabba Bar Shershom, da'afilu itan l'kucha hi biyadi, shvuas hesis la'olam sarich. Even if he says, I bought it, he'd have to take a shvuas hesis. Right, the low level shvua. Dinehi, what is a shvuas hesis? We'll review that in a second. Dinehi de enishban ala karkos mi daraisa. Even though we know that we don't take oaths relating to karka on a daraisa level, mi derabanan nishvain. But mi derabanan we do. Kemoshe dikdik Rav Haigon, like Rav Haigon was vadaik from the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Gemara in Maseches Ksubas Pesayin. By the cases where you have to take a shvua pogamis ksubasa veidachem edeshi parua, all of those are shvuas related to shibud karkos. So you see, what kind of shvua is that? So at least a shvuas hasis. So that is Tosus as Kasha, that's the Rashbam's Kasha, right? You would have to take a Shvuah Hesus anyway. So what's he's trying to get out of the Shvuah? He'd have to take a Shvuah anyway. So you might say you don't want to take a Shvuah Daraisa. We'll take a Shvuah Darabanan. But that's the Kasha of the Rishonim. Wouldn't he want to take a different shvua? So even before we see the answer of Tosfos, let's remember the background that we have mentioned often, but it's important to remember. Shvuas Hesus is a different type of shvua. It's a different category of shvua than all other shvuas. Even the other shvuas to Rabbanan. We know usually the rule is shvuas daraisa or nishba v'niftar, the three shvua daraisas, where the Rambam summarizes this in the beginning of Hilchos Toin v'Nitan. The Rambam says the three shvua daraisas that are nishba v'niftar are Shvuas Eid Echad, Shvuas Hashomrim, and Shvuas Modem Mixas. Ein lecha mechuyev Shvua min HaTorah chutz mishlosha, says the Rambam. Mishahodem Mixas Metaltalin, right? Asher Yomar Kiyuzeh, Pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim. Umisha Chayvo Eid Echad. If two Eidim say I owe money, I have to pay. If one Eid says I owe money, I have to swear that I don't. V'hashomer, all the Shvuas Hashomrim that we discussed about Metziah, all the parts of Shvuas Hashomrim. Sheinu Bershusi, Shloshalach Shlachti Boyad, right, and what happened to it, right? So that is all with Shvuas Hashomrim. Shari Nomar, Bishomer, Shvuas Hashem, Diem Beishneim, Vichulu. V'kolechem, Mishlashta, Nishba, V'niftar, Milashalim. And then, says the Rambam, all the 15 Shvuos Derabanan that are listed in that long Mishnah in Maseches Shvuos, those are all Nishba, V'notel. Avakol HaNishbon, V'notelin, Kagon, Sachir, V'nechbal, V'nigzal, V'nipogim Shtaro, Vichulu, Kulon, Nishvan v'takanes chachamim v'chol elu ashvuot avavishem yidivrei sofrim harein ke'ein shal Torah v'nikitas chayfetz. Right, all of those are derabanan. And then in a different halacha, interesting. I heard recently a couple of weeks ago, I have to verify it somehow, someone said that the Rambam wrote his own prakim, but the halachos were added on a little later. So I never heard that before. And I checked, my father has old Rambams. I checked the Rambam from about 200 years after the Rambam lived. It already had halachas there. It already had separations. So I don't know, somewhere after the Rambam, before 200 years later. But if that's true, then a lot of the diyukim that we have maybe aren't diyukim, but I'm not sure. But either way, the Rambam said in halacha gimel, after going, shvua daraisa nishba v'niftar, three, and then shvua d'rabanans. So then the Rambam says, and then there's another type of shvua, b'chol elu patim shvua satorah, in all the cases that are kofar bakol, avol chachme ha-talmud, which makes it sound like the Amoraim. Chachme ha-talmud tiknu, sheyishava ha-nitza b'chol elu shvua's hesis v'yi pater. Ve'ena ke'en shal Torah, and even though it's nishba v'niftar, it's not like the other shvua d'araisas, l'fi she'en b'nikita seifas. You don't hold the Torah. That's the Rambam Shita. So the Shvuah Hesus is a different type of Shvuah. It's a new category. It was created later in history. And that's the question that the Rishonim here ask. Why is he so nervous? I don't want to take a Shvuah. He's got to take a Shvuah anyway. Hesus. So, a couple of answers. Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar. This is a machlokas Rishonim. V'yesh Lomar says Tosfos at the end of Tosfos Migu. De'ei Nishman Shvuah Hesus Elaheicha Shetan Bari. You only make a Shvuah Hesus if the Toveya is Tainas Vadai. You owe me money. And he denies it totally. So that's when he takes a Shvuas Hesus. Aval hach alav Tainas Bariu. Shein Vadai li Yisomim shekarkozu in el kucha biyado. The Yisomim have no idea. We're being torn on behalf of the Yisomim, as the Rashba explained before. So they have no idea. There's no Hesus except for a Tainas Vadai, not by a Tainas only by Tainas Bari and not by a Tainas Sofik. Hilkach yihaviton lekuchi biyado lo avitzor Shvuas Hesus. He wouldn't need a Shvuas Hesus in this case. The Rashbam doesn't explicitly talk about this. Maybe if you look on the second skinny line of the Rashbam, Mehemnina below Shvua, De'enishbo'in al-Karkaos, V'o de'chesas gemoshane, B'makam shtar kaima. Is the Rashbam acknowledging Shuas Heses and saying even with Shuas Heses that's true? Is the Rashbam saying Einish Marlach Karkos even include Shuas Heses? That's not clear. It doesn't say it beferish. But the Rashbam says you wouldn't swear because of Heses Gemol Shanim is Malkam Shtar and Einish Marlach Karkos. But either way, Tosfos is the one that says beferish about Heses and that you only make a Heses by a Tainus Vade. Why is that? And other Rishonim argue on this. Other Rishonim that even by a Tainus Suffolk, one would be able to make a Heses. The Rambam agrees to this. The Rambam in that halacha, Aleph Zion, in the same parak, the Rambam agrees. Ein mashbiyin shvuas Heses el al Tainus Vade, aval al Suffolk Pater. Why would that be? So the Achronim discuss. When we say Shavuos Heses, what's the classic case of Shavuos Heses? Kofar Bakol. You owe me 100, I say, I don't owe you anything. I don't know what you're talking about. You don't have a Shavua to support it, and I deny it. So the Gemara says two lines. The Gemara says in one place, Chazaka ein adam tovea ela im ken yeshlo. A guy wouldn't come up to me out of the blue unless there was some basis for it. That's a chazaka, what we would call a ruba de lesa kamon. Right? Sometimes we call something a rove or a chazaka, but it's like kind of like a status of behaviors of people. People don't come over to total strangers or even to their friends and say, you owe me a lot of money if they don't have any basis for it. That's one level. But on the other hand, there's no proof to it. So therefore, if there's no proof to it, so I shouldn't have to do anything. So there's also another line, lahafiz daito shabala bias. You know what? Just make him feel good. Just appease him. So the question by Shavuos Heses is, which of those lines do you focus on? Is there really a leidas hasafek? Is there really an idea that, you know what, we think maybe he does owe him the money? You're right, the Torah says only by modu mixas, but a chazaka, eidat tovei elam ken yeshlo. So you know what? There is basis for that shvua. What do we say? No. There's totally no basis for that. The chazaka, that's a chazaka, but he has no proof. So really we should say, he doesn't owe him anything. No shvua. But you know what? To keep shalom ba'achma v'reyos and klal Yisrael, to make him feel good, you know, just make an oath. So that shalom al Yisrael. So that's the shayla. How much is Heses really a basis that there's really a leidas hasafek or not? That is the shayla that is discussed, that's formulated by the achronim. So based on this are all the nafkaminas, all the machlokas related to Shavuos Heses. So this machlokas about whether Heses is even by a tainus safek, but only not, or only by a tainus vadai. So it could be if it's a tfiya even by a safek. So then even if the guy says safek and then the nitva says I don't owe you bavada, then the nitva wins. You know, make it take a shvua. He says the tainus safek. But if you say that the heses is lahafiz daito shabala bayis, it's just a tack on shvua anyway, so then maybe even by tainus safek we would say it. It's not really proving anything. If it's really the ein adam chazakas, then maybe you need a tainus vaday. One. There's another interesting nafkamina. Meifich shvua. What happens if somebody has to take a shvua and says, you know what, I don't want to take a shvua, you take a shvua? Is somebody allowed to do that? Like we saw in this Gemara, people don't want to take oaths. So the Rambam says, "Kol mechuyev shvuas heses im ratzal lahafoch hashvua la toveya hari atoveya nishba heses v'notam echadero." If the guy says, "I don't want to take the heses," if you want, you really think that you owe me, I owe you money, so you swear and I'll pay you. I don't want to swear. Rambam says you're allowed to do that by heses. The ein lucha misha nishba heses v'notam echadero elazesha nefcha la shvuas heses. You never have a heses of nishba v'notel unless it happened with a meifich. Right, you can never say, by no other shvua can you say, you know what, you swear and you do what you want, only by heses. So again, if it's really, there's a basis for the latest asafik, so maybe we would say it should be compared to other shvuas. And therefore, I can't say, no, you do it. But if you see the other approach, the whole thing doesn't have so much basis. So slahaf is daito, shabala bias. You care so much, so you swear. Right? So then maybe it makes sense that you would be able to be made. And there are many others, nafkaminas. The Meiri and Shuas talks about ta'aninan. Right? Ta'aninan would we be towing on behalf, and after this we will continue the Gemara, right? Would we be towing on the behalf of Yisomim. Ksas Geonim Nistafku B'Shvuas Heses. This is the Meiri in Shvuas, page Kuf Mem Tes, in this edition. Nistafku B'Shvuas Heses. Im lo tova hatoveya, im anu tovin kach b'shvilo, v'ruba maskimim di'inami lo ta'in anan ta'aninan le. Would we make right? There's a kofar bakol case, not a modu mixas. Would we be torn on their behalf? So again, if it's lahafiz daito, then of course not, because he, it doesn't bother him. So why should this guy have to take a shvua? But if there's a little bit of leidas hasafik, chazaka eira d'tovei elam ken yeshlo, person wouldn't come unless he has some basis. So then maybe we would say not true. Again, Hesses is a big topic. A lot of major topics are mentioned in all of these dafim. That's why it's one of the mesechtes and the prakim that are learned in all the yeshivas. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Kreve, next story. And all of these are based on halachic stories. Kreve de Ravidi bar Avin Shachiv. The relative of Ravidi bar Avin died. Bishavak Dikla and left a tree with fruit. And Ravidi bar Avin Omar Anok Rav Netvei. Ravidi says, "Look, I'm the closest relative, so I'm taking the fruit. I'm taking the tree." V'yahu Gabra Amar Anok Rav Netvei. And another person says, "No, no, no." Different guy says, "No, I'm the closest relative," and there was no proof to anybody. So what happened? Rashbam explains, Bezin didn't get involved, there was no proof, so call to Olim Dvar, as Hashem will have in the next couple of Dafim. The stronger man, Bezin is the Salik themselves, and the stronger person wins, and the other person was stronger than Rav Edi, and therefore, he took it. Lasov, Odilei, and then a year later, the guy says, "You know what, I'm sorry, I really feel bad, I'm doing tshuva, I made up the whole story. I'm not the closest relative. The Iyukar, or maybe the Iyukar Tvei, he's the closer relative. So therefore, give it to him." What happened? Ukma Rav Chisda biyadei. Rav Chisda then takes it and puts it in the hands of Rav Edi. Even before we continue, why do you have to be mokim it in the hands of Rav Edi? The guy says, "It's not mine." So Rav Edi takes it. It sounds like Rav Chisda had to do something here. What exactly did he have to do? It's interesting, the Achronim, so two suggestions quoted here in the Biur Adah. What do you have to do? Rav Blazer Meir Harvitz, right? It's in the back of the Gemara. One of them, but the other is Chaim Sofer. Says, number one, maybe the point was that he admitted and then he went back. Like he retracted his statement. But once he admitted, Odas Baldin. So Rav Chisda made him get off. No, you admitted? Tough. One suggestion. The other suggestion is that he was Modet, but then he says, "I was Modet, but Rav Edi must have had Yeish by now. So I'm just telling you the truth, but I'm not getting off this land because I'm here." That's what Hoda Sabur Hayeshikiva Shakar Zacha Al Yadesha Gavar Ba'ali Muso, Kfarnis Yaish Rav Edi Miyakarka Shalom. Vikanos Alaba Yeish. And Rav Chisda says, "Sorry. Ein karka nikne b'yeyush." Right, we'll have that later on also. Karka, right? Karka is always b'shuscha. B'yeyush might only be able to be on a dover she'en of b'shuscha. Right, if I lost something and it's really under my bed and I had yeyush. So certain sources say you can't have yeyush on that. Whatever the lumdus of yeyush is, especially if yeyush is, Rav Soloveitchik says, it's hashlamas shem avud. But if it's not ne'evad, you can't have a hashlama of the shem avud if it's in your reshus. It's based on a Ramban in the Bava Metzia, but we'll get back to that at a later date. But either way, so the Gemara says, that's where Rav Chisda had to step in. So what happens? So after the guy admits, Rav Edi stands up and says, "Well, not only am I going to take the land, but you've been eating fruit for the past year and a half. Please pay me back the fruit that you ate illegally." Right, it's mine. Omar says, Rav Chisda, Zehusha, or the Gemara, Zehusha Omrim Alav Adam Gadolu. This is what they mean by saying the Rav Edi is an Adam Gadol. What is it referring to? The Gemara. The Gemara says elsewhere that where is this Gemara? The Gemara here earlier that we had that when his mother was pregnant with him, Kasher, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel, right? Kasher, when Rav Edi Bar Avin was, mother was pregnant, Rav Huna passed by and he said, "You're going to have Anashim Gadolim." So this is what they say, that you're an Adam Gadol. So Aman Kassam Echmar, so he says, Rav Edi, who are you relying on that this really belongs to you now? This guy that says you're the closer relative. Aman Kassam Echmar, Ahai, Haka Amar, Danakama Karav Natvei. Right, so he up until now said, "I'm the closer relative. So just be happy that you're getting your tree back. You don't have to have all of the extra fruit that he took in between." That is what Rav Chisda said. Abayev Arava argued. And they said, "What are you talking about? He should get the fruit back. Kivan to Odi, Odi. Once he was Modeh, and therefore you have to give it back." Meaning what? Meaning what's the more mistaver shita, which we would have said? We probably would have said like Abayev and Rava. "Well, kivan to Odi, Odi, you've admitted that you've been a ganav for the past 2 years. So give back the fruit." Right, so hodas bal din kamei edim dami. So, what's the svara for Rav Chisda? Says the Rashbam on the bottom. Amikas amaktelus akus beilana hayahodos piv shemoda achshav shatakor of Yoser v'ha ihu da amar anha shadak rivne tvei. Up until now, he said I'm the relative. V'achal peres kid bedin kol to alim gvar v'zeh shemoda achshav harayu kenosein lecha es ha'ilan midaito. He's giving you a matana. There's no riot. He's giving you a matana. Av bishlo zachita bo minadin. Minadin, it's not yours. So therefore, he's giving you a matana. So that is very nice of him. But don't think that he had to do it, and therefore you're not getting anything back. What is the machlokes between Abaya and Rava and Rav Chisda? So on various levels, right? You know, it's not clear which one it's about. Pashtus, you might say, from the language of Gemara, it's about Hodas Baldin, given to Odi Odi. How do we look at Hodas Baldin, as we have spoken about over the past couple of days? Ne'emanus or eschaivus, as the Ksos formulates it. When somebody comes to court and says, you know, I owe this, is that a ne'emanus? Even as we said from the Minchas Asher a couple of days ago. Even that ne'emanus might not be saying that there was actually a loan. It just means, I'm saying a truth that I have an obligation to you. And maybe if it's a really ne'emanus type of idea, then you have to go back in time. Even Lamafreya is telling you what the reality is. Right? And that's Abaye and Rava, while Rav Chisda maybe holds more of a hischaibus. I'm obligating myself right now. And that's maybe what the Rashbam means. I'm not saying what happened. Right now I'm giving you, because right now I'm saying that you're the closer relative. So maybe that's why you wouldn't have to give it back. Maybe this machlokas is about how do you look at a kol to alam gvar. What's it been up until now? Is that really a din or not? If we say kol to alam gvar, and we'll get back to this next week in the Dafim. If we say kol to alam gvar, let the strongest man win, is just a bezim removing themselves and let them fight it out. But that's not really related to a din in any way. Then maybe you would say it wasn't a din up till now, and you know, which way would you say? You would say that's different than that being a din, and now you're changing the din, right? You'd probably say, if it was a din, then you had basis to take it till now legally, and now you don't have to give anything back. If it's just extra legal, so maybe you'd have to pay everything back, because you never really had it. It was never really yours in Kol Da'alam Gvar. So, might be about that. Okay, two suggestions that we have. If you look in the Chashuke Chemet here, he has a case, which, where does this ever come up? But he has the following case. There was a matzah bakery. Shimon had a matzah bakery. And from Chodesh Shvat, he started baking matzahs. When he sold them, all of a sudden in Chodesh Adar, Reuben comes along and says, you're in my matzah bakery. This is my matzah bakery. I don't know what you're talking about. And Shimon argues, and Vakomi Shikonim and Matzah's Mitzvah, and Reuben starts arguing and says, whoever bought matzahs from him, they're stolen matzahs, and you can't use them. Matzah Gzula, the Yerushalmi. And he fights about it. Then he kicks Shimon. He's a stronger guy. B'chodesh Nisan Chala Haftaa. B'Reuben Amar Shama Fiya Shayechaz L'Shimon. I checked my records, and I made a mistake. And all the one matzahs from earlier were considered stolen. Exactly this case. Right? So you go by Lamafreya, and therefore everything's kosher, and you say, no, he didn't have to admit right now there was no raya, and therefore it's only mikan al haba. So he said, maybe it's the machlokas hamoraim. And then he says at the end, he says, no, I would be noted in this case that even Rav Chisda would agree in this case, Tabai and Rava, that everything's kosher. Why? He's already admitting, I can't believe that there will be a fellow Jew that would want to be machshil, you know, other Jews, you know, in the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore, I think it would go backwards in this case. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. First, we have the story that came up already earlier, a couple of days ago. Zeomar Shalavosa and Zeomar Shalavosa. They each claimed that it was their forefather's field. Hi, Isi Sadi Davhate, who one of them brings a raya that they're Marakama. Hi, Isi Sadi Dachal Shani Chazaka. And one of them brings a raya of Cheses Gimel Shanim. So one is the Marakama, one is Gimel Shanim, and each have a raya. So Abba Rav Chisda, we quoted this earlier, Rav Chisda says, this is a migu. Malo Lashaker, the one who's machzik, has a migu. He didn't have, what did he say? It was my forefather's. And I have a raya that I have Chesed Gimel Shanim. He said, no. He could have said, you're right. It used to be your father's, but then I bought it. And then he would have been believed. That's a regular case of Chazak Moshanim. You have a raya that it was yours. I have a raya that was Chazak Moshanim. He didn't say that. But he could have said that, and therefore we believe him, says Rav Chisda, he has the migu. Abai Rava, lo svirlu, had Rav Chisda. Abai Rava again argue on Rav Chisda in this case. Why? This is a case of Mali Lashaka B'makam Edim Lo Amrinan. There are Edim that used to be the other guy's father. He does it. He said that it was his father, and that's a lie, and therefore we do not believe him. Miku B'makam Edim Lo Amrinan. The Rashbam explains here. If we look in the Rashbam, the first couple of medium lines, Mali Lashaka B'makam Edim Lo Amrinan. Klomar. Call Taina Shaadim Toin Kagon Ze Shamar Shalavosai Viata Rosala Kaima Al Yadi Mali Lashaker. Whenever you want to do a migu, the Taina Zu Macheshes Edim Kihacha Lomahem Ninan Lay. We will not believe him. Why? Shahareha Edim Eidim Shatainaso Sheker Vehechta Kaimena De Mali Lashaker. The Edim say that he's a liar. So how can you say that the migu is going to say that he's not a liar? Edim are stronger than migu. And therefore, you can't say that the migu is, he must be telling the truth. He's not telling the truth. The Edom said he wasn't telling the truth. Right? Earlier we said, could we reinterpret his words as, this is as strong to me as if it was my forefathers. But I'm not getting back to that now. Take his words, it's not going to work because the Edom are saying that he is a chakra. Fine. So we repeat that because here we just have the other machlokas between Rav Chisda and Abaye and Rav as well. Somebody says to their friend, what are you doing on this piece of land? I bought it from you and I lost the shtar. He went and got Edim that he ate 2 of the years. Couldn't find the Edim for 3 of the years. What exactly did the Edim say? The Rashba quotes an opinion. Rashba quotes an opinion that the Edim say he only ate 2 years and not 3 years. And the Rashba says, I don't like that shot because why would he be bringing this guy to these Edim to the court then? Atu Bishuftani Askinan? Are we talking about fools? Asked the Rashba. That would bring Edim that would be against what they're trying to prove. He quotes the Rash. Right, he quotes this from the Rashbam earlier, but Ukshmeidim Shachla Shtei Shanim Below Yoser says Alma Hani L'Siyua Kaasu. He says Veinu Mechur Beinai. To keep in mind, I'm reading Icy Sadi. Masha Shem Machzik Mihaviim LeBezdin. Vilu Hayu Heim Meidim Shalo Achla Ela Shtei Shanim B'Shuftani Askinu Shemevi Edim LaHarach Eskaso Elafilu B'Meidim Stam Kamar. Right, let's say that's the pshat that he wanted to bring Edim for 3 years. He only found Edim for 2 years. So now what? So he doesn't have Chazak Moshanim. So what do you have to do? You have to give the land back to the Marakama. So Amar Rav Nachman, Hadra Ara, the Hadri Peri. You give back the land, and you give back the fruit that was eaten in the interim. That is what Rav Nachman says, because obviously now he's illegal. He was a squatter. He has no proof. That is the what Rav Nachman says. Amar Rav Zvid, Imtan va'amar laperos yaradati neman. Rav Zvid says, if the guy never said that he bought it, but if he said, I'm an aris. I'm a sharecropper. I'm just working, and I'm supposed to get a portion of the fruit. There's no edim against that, so that he would be ne'emon with. Lav me, after all, says Rezvid. Lav me, Amar Rav Yehuda. Hasn't Rav Yehuda said, Haiman denokin magla v'tuvil? If somebody has like a tool and a rope, v'yazer v'amar ezel igdurei ledikle lepanye zav dezavni ne'eli. If somebody out in the open goes with tools and say, hi, I'm going to take down some fruit from that tree. My friend's free, because he my friend sold me the fruit. So you believe him. What? Nobody's going to be so brazen to walk into their friend's field out in the open and do that. Mehemin. Why? Lochatzav inish degaza dikla delav dilei. A person wouldn't go and cut down fruit that's not his. So achanami lochatzav inish lemechal peir delav dilei. So to here. If somebody says, I'm a sharecropper, right? So then he didn't say, it was mine, it was sold to me. Then you get into issues of Cheskel Moshanim and who owns it. Here he's just saying, you know, I have rights to the fruit, so that would be okay. Says the Rashbam, this is only up until the time that the guy comes and says, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you're not my shit, right? Once a guy comes and starts arguing, then you're not believed until you bring proof. Says the Rashbam. in the where he talks about Razvid. Miyu, about the 10th wide line. Miyu mikanu lahaba lo yocha b'loedim v'shtar shekan ev haperos. Right, you can't, once the guy comes and argues, you don't have that chazaka. The imkein kol adam yeri lakarka chaveru v'yocha perosa v'yomar laperos yiradati me'achash lo nachash le'iruro shabala karka. Right, even if I know you're going to argue, I'm going to go into your field and start eating. No, I have the rights. No, of course not. Once the guy starts arguing, so then he has to, the machzik has to stop and prove what he is doing. The Ad Ramah also here notes, this type of chazaka is only if he would only work if he has already detached fruit and started eating. That's when you're not allowed to, you don't have to give back what was already eaten. But let's say, before you even pick the first fruit, you're on the field and the guy comes and says, what are you talking about? Then you also are not allowed to take any. That's already considered karka still, and it's muchzak biyado. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to do anything. Right? Once you've cut the fruit and it's in your hand, then you're allowed to keep that fruit. If you get to you before you cut any down, if they catch you before you cut anything, so then of course you're not allowed to, yeah, that's it, it's done, you're not allowed to take anything more than that. So we have this chazaka, a person does it, is not so mechutzit. Tosfos asks, in the top Tosfos, fourth line, what do you even need this chazaka that a person is not chutzpah? How about the chazaka of muchzak? If he's holding the fruit, we believe So Tosfos says, oh, maybe it's a case where he gathered them and he picked them up and then he put them down in a rishus that's not his. Tosfos says, Itzrich taima delo chatzif im likton bihiniach birshus she'enon shalo delo tafis bahen. See that line in Tosfos? First couple of skinny lines. Ask the Achronim, what? What happened here? He cut down the fruit and then he put them down in a fruit that's not his. Hamos bechavar labaraya. Do I have to be holding it every second? He picked up the fruit. He was holding it. And now he put it down in somebody else's rishus. That ruins his muchzakus? Why should that ruin his muchzakus? Says the granat in Kuf Samach Zayin. Here in Baba Basra, says the granat. Where's my granat? Says the granat. You know what you see from here? What, relating to what we've been talking about the past couple of days? Muchzakus is not a din vadai. It's a hanhaga. And therefore, if you put it down, so then you might lose it. Right? That's the Muvzakis. Nira Mizeh Birur. Quote this line of Tosfos right here. Tolo Mahani Ha'ochacha L'chudei. Dehari Gamkan Yish Chazaka Shekoma Shetachas Yadadam Har Yishalo. Machma Shohaya Tafas Bohen Mikvar. Tiyish Lanu Eidim Sheroa Peris Biyado. Mikomakom Im Ein Ata Vershuso. Eino Nemon Mishem Ha'chazaka Greida. Right, it shows the weak form of a Mosim Mechaber Lava Raya if you're not actually holding it. The other answer given, Hagos Amonios gives a different answer. He says, I have a different answer. Usually Muchzakas works. You know why it doesn't work here? Because you took it from the other guy's field. And now you're holding it, and so we're not sure. And the guy's coming to complain now. That's not a regular case of Muchzak, that you have something that you've always had and somebody says it's mine. No, says the Hagos Amonios here in Perek Tes. In Okasoy Benitan, he asked Tosfos his kasha, and he quotes the Ritzbah. Delo kasha klal, the dumya dahachi bishar metaltalin, im yadua shenichnas the base chaveiro, but not lashlobli yadioso. If I know, if there are eidim that you went into my house, took a my watch and walked out, you say I must have been chaver of araya. No, we know that you took it. You have to prove it, even though if you're holding it. So here too, you took it from somebody else's rishus. You don't just say muchzakis in that case. The way, so that's an important line of Tosfos and how it is interpreted. Let's just finish up. So the Gemara says, Machlokas here, Rav Nachman's Zvid says, if he says Laperos Yeradati, then he is believed. Says the Gemara, Yahachi Aranami. So why don't you have that type of the person is not mechutzif even by land? Person squatting on the land, believe him that it's his. No. Aram Rina Leach Vishtarech. Land, he's got to show the star. Because stars are sold with deeds. Yachi Peire Nami. What about the fruit? Shtara Le Peire Lo Avdi Inshi. When people sell fruit, they don't have to write a document, a star. And therefore, there's no issue of holding on to the star. And that's why you'd have this chazaka of Lo Chatziv Inish. But by land, you have to. And therefore, Yeah, people generally have shtaris, and that's why we would require the shtar the first 3 years, and after the 3 years, we wouldn't. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Ahuda Amar. We get into Naska Drevi Abba, and other exciting shas and yonim. We'll put up tomorrow's shir from the last cycle, and then Bezhan, we will continue afterwards with Daf Lamed Hei.